What does it take to manifest your desired outcomes in your life? Is positive thinking enough to manifest the things that you want? What is the difference between manifesting and wishing? Hi, I'm Luna, and welcome to another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. Today, we are going to talk about the real meaning of manifestation. In this episode, we will uncover the differences between manifesting and wanting, what hinders someone to manifest, and the tips on how we can manifest the things that we want in life effectively. If you are new to this podcast, one of our goals is to spread and build awareness by interviewing people who are experts in their field and passionate about their advocacies. With that being said, our guest today is Neetu Nilishi. She is an internationally acclaimed intuitive counselor and a meditation instructor from the University of Holistic Theology, specializing in tarot and angel card readings. She blends her experience in various modalities to help others elevate themselves in their chosen path. She is also a Reiki practitioner, a Mahavastu expert, a healer, and an avid spiritual coach. She is best known as the founder of Meraki Miracles and the only Mahavastu expert here in the Philippines. So if you want to learn how to manifest effectively and positively, listen to this episode.
There you are.
Hello.
Very gorgeous.
Hi. So are you, darling? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Like I was talking about the earlier thing that I just wake up and I look like this. Just joking.
I love it. I was actually, when we were on break, I was actually thinking of maybe I can also put an eyeshadow or something just to blend with you.
It was your show, Luna, so I had to sort of like dress it up, right? Bring the game up.
I know. Thank you for doing that. I'm so excited about this episode and this topic because manifestation is one of my favorite, I guess, if we can call it spiritual thing to do. I'm not even sure about that, but my friends and my family know how much I strongly manifest the things that I want. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I thought of this topic with you is because I want to explore manifestation more with our audience. Mm-hmm. And what is the real deal when it comes to manifestation? What is the art of manifestation? I want to talk about what it takes to manifest your desired outcomes into your life. I also want to know positive thinking. Is it enough to manifest things? You know, stuff like that. So I want to start by asking you, what does manifesting mean?
Well, like you mentioned about manifestation, it's very close to my heart too, because my entire journey sort of began with the whole concept of manifestation. Now, what is manifestation? The way I see it, if I can give you like a basic description or like a definition, it really is bringing about something which isn't here. It's about attracting something that you desire consciously and to sort of like create something fundamentally. So it's a word of like creating something which you want to add to your life, okay? And the way it works is this, that like we all are made up of energy, vibrations, right? Everything in the world. You are vibrating right now. I am vibrating right now. This phone that I'm talking to you with is vibrating right now. This computer is sort of vibrating right now, right? So nothing is still. It's just moving, right? So the idea is to compare your manifestation like a radio channel, okay? That if I want to listen to rock music, I will tune into the rock station, which in return will make me listen to rock music. Similarly, like a part of your life in the universe, right? If you're like trying to sort of like make something and you have this perfect life, you know, where you have your life full of bliss and like your relationships and your work doing work doing fantastically well, like the idea is to just tune into that vibration. Okay, so when I teach about manifestation, I like often talk about this Netflix series called Stranger Things, you know, where the main character, Will Byers, enter this alternate consciousness and like this dimension. Okay, I know it's just a fantasy show there, but if you look at it in our life, okay, somewhere in the multiverse, Luna is having a perfect life, you know, where she has all the things which she loves, and her relationship is perfect there, you know. It's just about tuning into that thing just so you are aligned with the vibration, which is what people miss these days. As soon as which they learn the concept, which we'll talk about later, then they will be able to manifest what they desire in life.
So what is the difference really from, like, okay, I totally understand about the vibration and the energy, and manifestation is not only creating, it's more of attracting, right?
Right.
Who you are, your what energy you give, it's also the same energy that you're going to have or you will receive. But what is the, I think there's a lot of misconception between, or confusion rather, between manifestation and wishing and praying.
Right, of course. See, wishing, I think, is just the initiation process of manifestation. When you wish about thousands of things, right, that is just like your thought, which is not yet like sort of like translated into action-based reality, which you can have. Wherein manifestation is making you experience that execution of action which you took, okay? So it's more of, I mean, like, wishing is more of a mental exercise, and manifestation is you experiencing it through action-based results. So that's the major difference there, because wishing is just the initiation part of it. What comes after wishing is manifestation. So it's just like a byproduct of it.
Right. So it's like that. Feeling it, that you already have it.
Experiencing it, feeling it. Exactly. Yeah. Wishing is just like a random thought, which is not yet channelized properly into the physical reality. That is just like your thought process, which is still in your cerebral area, but it's not yet in your physical dimension. And that's where manifestation comes into picture.
I love it. What is the history behind manifestation and or the roots of manifestation?
Well, I think it's as old as the humanity itself. I mean, if you look at it, right, from the primitive time, all the gurus, be it Buddha, like we once said that all that we are is a result of what we thought. Even your Jesus Christ said that, like, we have this limitless power to sort of like make something happen on this earth. If you look at it, like, you know, back in India, we have this amazing wonder like the Taj Mahal. I think that's the Shah Jahan's love manifestation for his wife Mumtaz. In fact, all the brilliant wonders of this world were the manifestations of someone's genius mind, right? So it's been there since a very, very long time. All the psychologists like your Carl Jung and like your your great artist Van Gogh, or like your Picasso, or like your Michelangelo, they all manifested something. You know, so
right.
I don't believe in magic. I think when you say that we made something this amazing, it's about manifestation. In fact, if you look in like an architect, say like in Dubai, and he wants to make a big building which with no point of reference, which no one has ever made before. So the first idea will germinate in his head. Then the guy will make the blueprint where he will mention on the longitude or all the materials sort of like required there, and then he's able to erect a big building with no point of reference there. How is that? It's about manifesting something, right? Visualizing something, which is a very key component in manifestation. So it has its roots, I think, since the beginning of the time, right?
So what are the signs that your manifestation is working?
Well, there are so many of them to kind of begin with. I think this may sound very strange to you. When you lose something or someone in life, it's actually a great sign that your manifestation is working for you. And I'll tell you why. Why is that, okay? So when you're trying to raise your vibration into allowing you to enter something beautiful in your life, like you must have heard that saying that when your cup is full, stop pouring, right? So sometimes we have to let go of something in our life to basically allow something good to happen in our life, okay? Think of yourself as a container. I mean, you being the vessel and the container being the life itself. So this container is going to be, I mean, like, will be absorbing all the good and the negative energies there, right? Be it like your relationships, be it like your work, be it like your house or like your cars, because it's all energy there, right? Mm-hmm. But we have a tendency to hold on to certain things without like realizing it, that if we don't let go of something, right, we will not allow anything new to enter our life. So yes, you will see breakup happening. You will see like divorces happening. You will see losing things happening. I can give an example for this as well, that, you know, I was trying to manifest this beautiful house, okay? And so my old house, I was trying to convince my husband that, can we just move to a new house? And I want a house with a garden and with a pool and like stuff like that. And at that point in time, it was the COVID time last year. So it was practically impossible to get a house in our budget. And plus, all my friends kept on telling me like vehemently that this is not the right time to move there. But I had this firm belief that, you know, that I will in fact get that house in my budget. Okay. I had not even a single, I mean, iota of doubt that I'm not going to get that thing. Okay. And suddenly my roof started tearing apart. I had leakages in my house. It was all like a mess, right? And that's where we go wrong. If we start thinking like that, oh my God, my house is a mess, my life is a mess, then we are shifting into a panic mode, which is then making us shift into the negative spiral of life. That way we are blocking the law of attraction. But when we can see that, okay, I have to let go of this house to move into a better house. That's how it works. So that's one of the signs that your manifestation is working when you are raising your vibration and you're losing some old like relationships or your old things. It's a sign. Second being, I think, odd request. You know, you must have seen that when you're trying to manifest a love life or like your dream guy, right? You can't just like close your eyes and just say that, come my way, come my way, come my way. It doesn't happen like that, right? It's not going to land up on your bed, right? You will have to meet people, which means you will start getting these like requests from your relatives or your friends that, you know what, I have someone you must meet. So it's a sign that that thought, which is like a vibration, which is still in the spiritual realm, is now trying to sort of like translate in the physical form, you know, so we need to have a physical interaction for that. So when you get these odd requests from people suddenly giving you these suggestions, I think have an open mind. Take a deep breath in and sort of allow them to take you to the page, because the whole universe is like trying to deliver a package to you. And these are like delivery men or like boys or like girls trying to take you to that place which you're trying to manifest. So that's another way that the universe is, you know, telling you that. And the last one could be, yeah, sorry.
Please sure. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that there are so many ways, and there's another way which is known as the synchronicity way. Because it's happening all the time. In fact, I love the story of this Swiss psychologist, Carl Jung, who I'm a huge, huge, huge admirer of. He was once seeing this patient, okay? Because he's the one who actually coined the word synchronicity. So he was seeing this patient who was very rash in my head, and she would have nightmares, okay? So once she was having a session, and she was talking about this dream which she saw, where she saw this golden greenish scabber. It's like a very rare beetle, you know, which is just there like in a couple of countries around the world, okay? And suddenly while like he's talking to her, like he hears this tapping on the window, and he sees the golden greenish scarab there. Now that cannot be a coincidence, right? So similarly in our life, we will see things, meet people, and have these messages from friends or from books which will give us a sign that we are on the right track. So it works like that.
I love it when you mentioned that one of the signs that the universe is giving you what you want is you have to let go, and it's you are being taken out of your comfort zone, right?
Absolutely right.
I love it. It reminded me of, because I used to work at night for 7 years, and last year, when the pandemic started, I just started getting really like short hours of sleep. And I've been praying and wishing and, you know, just trying to manifest that I want to start working daytime, like, you know, with the normal hours. And then when it started that, you know, I wasn't getting enough sleep and I keep on waking up early, that's when I thought that, hey, maybe this is a practice, you know, this is a sign that I should be waking up early, you know, enjoying the sunrise, and I should start doing what I should be doing when I'm already working daytime. So, and then it's just a matter of, I can't remember, just a short period of time, I am now working daytime. And
wow, see, and, amazing.
Yeah, and you're right, you just have to feel it. You just have to get out of that comfort zone, because the universe will tell
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. You need to get out of that. You need to let go of that person. This person is not healthy for you. So there's just a lot of signs. And I keep on telling some of my friends when they're dating, you know, guys that are not really good for them, you have to let go for you to be able to meet that person. Because if you're going to hold to this person that is not good for you, you know, you're not, it's,
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Very well said. Absolutely. Like, you have to make way for that new thing to enter your life. And so you have to be okay and trust the universe that you are on the right track and he will always deliver.
Exactly. Just trust the process. And I know it's hard. It's not that easy. And that's where
I know that.
I'm going to ask you this question next. What hinders a person to manifest, and why is it difficult for someone to manifest? Because before you answer that question, so I remember some of my friends or colleagues, they would ask me question like, why are you so great in manifesting? Like, when you say something after a day or two or even a week or a month, you're already experiencing it. Like, you're already on that whatever you wished or manifested. And that question is not something that you can answer easily or right away, because it's not like, for me, it's not just a one sentence answer.
It's like a process.
Exactly. Right. It took a journey for me. You know, it took a lot of healing, and I am still healing. You have to open your heart to a lot of things. You have to be kind to yourself.
Forgive people, be of service of people. There are so many components to it, really.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no one way to it. Right.
Exactly.
Of
That's
course.
Why it's hard to give that answer, like, oh, you know what? You have to be kind to yourself. You have to do this. You have to do that. It's just, you know, but I think that's, for me, that's when it started. You know, when I started being kind to myself, when I started being compassionate about myself, and that's what happened to the environment around me. That's why I can't give like a straight answer. I mean, I want to help them, but it's kind of hard. So what do you think hinders a person to manifest, and why is it difficult for someone to manifest?
So first of all, like, we need to understand the concept that we are very powerful manifestators, right? We need to believe that thing, number one, okay? Number two, we need to understand that the entire existence of ours is based on the trifact, which means your thought, words, and action. These three are the main channels of like creating something beautiful in your life, right? Now, when people say that I want success, example, or I want money, example, right? Now, I being the key for the engine of this like universe, right? And I am is more like a statement which you are making to the universe. So people tend to always say, I want that. I want to be like that. I want to do this in life, which is fantastic, which is great. But then you are somehow limiting and coming from a place of lack where you have a wanting mentality. Because the universe is like a genie in a bottle. It will just make a direct translation like that. Okay, Neetu wants worldly success. All right, she wants it. Great. What next? Nothing will come out of that. As opposed to, Neetu is successful, you know? She is very successful. She has success. She has a lot of money, stuff like that. So I think there people make a lot of mistake, you know, where they tend to always ask as a method of supplicating something, as opposed to actually believing that they in fact deserve it and they have it. And that's the major problem, I think, if I can put it like in very simple terms here, that stop using I. Use a statement like a command, I am, because I am that I am. If we are the sparks of the creator or the higher consciousness or the God, right? Which means we also have the unlimited power. We just have to take it. In fact, that is the main difference between the law of attraction and manifestation. Because law of attraction says, I attract what I want. But manifestation says, I attract what I am. So it's about uncovering who you really are. And that's how people make a mistake. Right. I'm not trying to deviate the law of attraction, because like Rhonda Byrne's book, Secret, was a hugely successful, you know, thing there. But I just believe that that manifestation is much more purer, because sometimes like we tend to attract even things which are unpleasant. But then when you're manifesting something, you are basically feeling who you are in fact already. And it's just about living in that thing and being aligned with that sequence. So that's one of the major reasons why people are not getting what they want, because they still have this victim thing that I want this. As
Right.
opposed to believing in the limitless power that you are already. Just ask with faith and with confidence and you will get
and
it.
You're right. I agree with that. And I think what also hinders a person to manifest is that you want something, but you're not being grateful for what you already have. I think it's
Absolutely.
Going to be really challenging if you want to be something or someone when you can't see what you already have. Because it's going to be
Exactly.
natural for you to manifest or be who you are really supposed to be when you can already see, you know, the things that you already have and just being grateful for everything that you already have. So I totally agree with that. Is there a way for someone to remove the manifestation block?
Well, there are a lot of ways, like meditation and by chanting and by doing so many things. But I think one needs to understand the concept first, you know. I'm going to talk about the sponsoring thought concept, okay? So I know, okay, example, I need to manifest $100 million, example, by, say, like in 4 years, right? Now, why do you want to manifest $100 million? That's a thought. Because maybe because I want it, because I like to live my life in a very fantastic way, or I'm trying to put someone down. What's the real reason? So it's the thought behind the thought, which is known as the mother thought or the sponsoring thought, where people goof up because they tend to ape someone because they have something. So I need to have that too. But if you are sure about the why, that why do you want something? If that part is clear in your consciousness and your subconsciousness, then there's no way you cannot manifest that into your life. So be mindful of the sponsoring thought, that like whether it's coming from a place of lack, like I don't have something and that person has it, so I need to have it, or I have this and which is very nice and very satisfying, but I need to have more of that now. Now that is a thought of abundance. I mean, that is like your mother thought. That's
right.
How you will be able to amplify the process, because people have, trust me, some like crazy reasons to manifest something. Because they are like trying to put someone down, or they are like trying to complete that lack in their life. So we need to focus on the sponsoring thought. And that's how you can be a game changer there.
Oh, I love it. Like, I didn't know that what I was trying to manifest with our house, our future house, is the thought of abundance. Like, I would tell my partner that, I'm going to do this in, you know, our future house because I can, because I want to, you know, because that's what I want. That's just that part. I know I'm just throwing things here, but I'm just so excited.
Yeah. No, I get the whole thing. Part. Yeah. I know.
I want to entertain one of the questions here. Can you also apply manifestation to health, and can you also manifest for someone? That's a good question.
It's a very good question, actually. Health, of course, yes. Of course, yes. See, I like to believe that every emotion which we carry in us on a subconscious level tends to manifest physically in our body, okay? So if you keep telling yourself that, and if you keep like stressing out about things and I'm very, very worried about things, then you are somehow channelizing that negative energy into your physical body. So it could be a simple statement or a simple exercise where you can just open your arms wide open and just look at the sun, because I'm just like trying to make you ingest the sun's energy, which is much more which is much more expansive and very healing. All right. And just tell the sun that, I mean, whatever like your name is, that example, Luna, she's ready and she allows for all the health, good, I mean, as in goodness, joy to enter her life. Luna is ready and she allows for all the joy, goodness, or health to enter her life. And then just visualize like the golden light of the sun is entering from above at the top of your head, slowly filling you inside and then overflowing outside. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just be there for like 30 seconds and try to feel that amazing golden light in every cell, every molecule, every organ of your body, and be there and just do this every single day and try to feel like the highest version of yourself, like you are the most active, most agile, and the most healthy person there. And visualize that feeling, you know. Try to be there because you are sort of soaking that from the sun. Just by doing this plain affirmation exercise, one can have a marvelous effect on their physical body. So it's a very simple exercise that one can include in their daily spiritual practice, you know. And regarding whether we can manifest something for someone else,
yeah,
of course you can. You know, I think of it like a mother. Okay, suppose like your child is sick, okay, and you're like trying to give the child like a medicine, but he's like reluctant to take it from you. what will a mother do? She will try to maybe camouflage the medicine into a drink or food, or somehow force feed him and make him have it, right? Because she wants him to be healthy, right? Similarly, if someone is not ready to manifest something or is very vulnerable and weak, you can then manifest, because it's all about vibration. So it doesn't matter whether it's your vibration or someone else's vibration. But as long as you can make the other person understand the concept of gratitude, because if the person is not in the receiving mode, then you can keep trying, but this person will be not taking it in. So the idea is, if you can just convince the person somehow that if you trust me, even if you don't trust the universe, trust me. Start with that point. Trust me, I will make this happen for you. So as soon as she gets in the mode of trusting someone, right, she will by default enter the vibrational vicinity of the person who is trying to manifest, which is very higher than her. That way, it can be a shift in your persona and you can manifest your things very smoothly for the other person.
I love it. And with regard to the first question, I just want to add, it's also the same with food, right? Like when you eat something, it's understanding that this food is a fuel that your body needs, right? It's not it's also the same with sun, just like with your example earlier.
Let me give you this thing, all right? I'll give you my own example here, okay?
Sure.
Because see, I feel food and sleep are some things which can be controlled, which means like the less we do it, like the less we need it. And the more we do it, and the more we need it, right? Because it's kind of like an addiction thing, right? So start by, okay, this is what I did, okay? I had this, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Ann Curtis. I think everyone is, right? So yes. I have this picture of Ann Curtis with her 11-line abs there, okay? And I'm very slim, but I never had 11-line abs there, right? So when you start, see, because it's all psychological, okay? I mean, you can be mindful about your food, about your exercise thing, but if you don't have the psychological balance there, it's just not going to weigh out for you, okay? So just by seeing that picture on a regular basis, 6 to 7 times a day, or like 8 times a day, right? And somehow convincing yourself that you are in fact her in the picture. Try to see your face and her body there, okay? Now, what's going to happen is this, since you are you are making the repetition, right? By seeing that picture again and again and again, right? So you are taming your subconscious mind into believing that. Because like your subconscious mind does not know what is real and what is unreal. So by doing that, automatically when you're eating, you won't feel like eating. Suppose you will be exercising, you will get the zeal that I am that body. Because you're thinking from her vibration. Then you will automatically walk in that like capacity. And in like 3 months, I got the 11-line abs. I'm just saying that it's all about focus. I mean, it's all about the focused attention. Okay, and once you, and somehow if you can just convince yourself, everything else will just fall into the right place. Okay, so you, like your food habits and like your exercise habits will be aligned with that vibration which you're trying to enter. So it works like that.
I love it. I was supposed to ask you that. How can someone improve their ability to harness their potential for manifestation? One of it is like posting a picture of Ann Curtis or the things that you want, right? Like a house, a car maybe. Right?
Like a vision board, right? Yeah.
A vision board, yeah. Or maybe writing the stuff that you want to have in the future, like, or to manifest, right? These are the...
Okay. I would like to share 3 methods with you all, like a bonus,
please.
Okay? So I'll start with the first method, okay? Which works beautifully well. And trust me, I've seen some amazing, amazing miracles happening in people's lives, okay? It's known as the Bob Proctor method, okay? Bob Proctor method, okay? So you just take an empty page, like a blank page, okay? And make a circle there and write your name there. And why I'm insisting on writing your name, like when I mentioned earlier that like Luna is ready, because when you say I is just the initial process, right? You are much more than that, right? So when you say Luna is like ready, you are by default connecting to the highest vibration of Luna. As a soul who has taken numerous births and she has a lot of wisdom, she has this genius. So when you say Luna, you are coming from a place of unconditional, limitless power, commanding your body, Luna, that Luna deserves this. So it's much more powerful than I. So like try to use yourself as a third party thing. So then write Luna in that circle, okay? And just like we draw a sun, you know, where we make lines coming out of that circle, right? So just make multiple lines coming out of that circle. Okay. Now write down your, like, the best version of your grandest vision. Okay. Example, Luna is very warm and caring. Luna is the number one best-selling author. Okay. Luna has a bank balance of, say, 20 million, whatever, like US dollars. Okay. Luna has a great, she's amazing with her, with a vocabulary. Example, she has a great loving partner. So whatever it is which you think will be your highest version, she has a house in, say, LA, you know, which is like overlooking the mountains, right? So write as many things as you can which you currently don't have, but you would like to have in your life as a part of your persona and your lifestyle, okay? So write exact, precise detail in terms of your weight, that like Luna is 49 kilos, right? So write details, okay? Multiple. It could be as many details, as many traits which you like to imbibe in your persona. Write them down, okay? Once you do that, okay, then like you need to understand the concept. Since I mentioned that the entire universe is based on energy, right? And the energy is governed by laws. Number one law being vibration, and second law being attraction, correct? So when you are now, when you virtually, so now I would want you to virtually talk to this Luna. Virtually, as you go by your day, as you're going to have dinner and you're taking like a stroll in the garden, or you like reading something, just visualize virtually that this Luna, who is 49 kilos, who is like a best-selling author, she has this much in a bank account. This Luna, who is amazing and like the best version of yourself, is sitting next to you. Now observe like the way like a body language will be it like her shoulders, be it the way like she's talking to you, be it like her dressing sense, be it like her aura, be it like a sensation. Just try to connect. I mean, look at details, like what is she wearing, you know, what is she sort of like talk, I mean, like the way she's talking, is she getting a call from someone very eminent, you know, in her life, right? So talk to her. So by talking to her, you are instantly connecting yourself to the highest vibration. It's like your shortcut to basically instantly raise your vibration and connect to that high vibration quality. And when you do that, just for a couple of seconds or like 5 to 6 times a day, right? By doing that, you will become a magnet who will attract the right resources, right people, which will allow you to become that Luna. So it's as simple as that. This is like a shortcut for you to be there where you want to be, and you can be, and you must be. So that's one method that I would like you to try it out.
I'm definitely going to try that.
Yes, you must try that. Okay, so on to the next one, okay? It's known as the 369 Nikola Tesla method, okay? It's a very simple one again. That way you take a book again, because it's all about writing, because like I said, thoughts are vibration, and when you write it down, you're making it more concrete, okay? So writing down, and I don't suggest gadgets actually, because I would want you to use the power of your beautiful hands, which has these energy plethora chakras, right? So write it down on a piece of paper. It's much better as opposed to on gadgets, okay? Mm-hmm. Like gadgets, which is like your touchscreen these days, right? Okay. So the second method would be that, 369, which means take a page, write down three things which you like to accomplish, okay? Say in 1 year, write down the date that I like, that Luna will achieve these three things by so-and-so date, okay? Right? That's three, okay? Then go over that list 6 times a day for 9 seconds. So three things that you would want to accomplish. Six times, visit it for 9 seconds. 369.
Okay.
Nikola Tesla, who was a brilliant mind and had invented some amazing things like the current in a light bulb, like your molecular, I mean, sorry, like your that power transmission thing, right? Because he had this manifestation technique which he was doing on a regular basis. Just by visiting that on a regular basis, 6 times a day, you are again entering into a vibration of that quality actually happening in your life. So that's another way which one can do to be able to manifest that. Okay. And the last one, which is the best one that I use personally, okay, is the 5 senses method. Okay. So for this one, colors play a very significant role and detailing. So again, you will take a page, like a piece of paper, preferably a blank paper, with no lines on it. Okay. Now the colors. Okay. Now suppose you are trying to start something new in terms of your business, in terms of buying a new house or your health. Okay. Mm-hmm. Use red color pen, which is linked to your Muladhara chakra, which is your root chakra. Okay. If you are trying to manifest something like an idea for a book or for like a painting, like an artist, then use the orange pen, which is linked to your Swadhisthana, which is your sacral chakra. Okay. If you're trying to manifest something to stay powerful in your business and sort of expand your business or your job or get your nice like promotion there, use a yellow or a golden color pen, which is linked to your Manipura chakra, which is like a solar plexus chakra. Okay. And then if you're trying to enhance your love life or like trying to attract that nice guy or a girl into your life, then use green color pen, which is linked to your Anahata chakra, which is your heart chakra. Okay. Wow. Then comes the blue color, which means if you're trying to, again, trying to patch up with an old friend or like trying to express something which you have been incapable in the past, but you're trying to change things for the better in your life, then use blue color pen. Okay. And the last one being the purple pen, where if you're trying to enhance like your spiritual ability or be a psychic or like trying to awaken yourself and manifest something to do with your spiritual realm activities, like metaphysical activities, then use purple color pen. So we have different colors for different reasons. I mean, different, common issues, like finances or like your business or like your fame, recognition, like that. Okay.
Well, what a giveaway.
Right. So, yeah, well, I love to give away things. I'm a giver, I guess. Okay. All right. So then once you got the whole thing in your concept that I'm going to use a red pen or a blue pen or a purple pen, right? Then write down your perfect day, starting from the time you wake up till the time you are about to hit the sack. I want your five senses there. Okay. Like Luna just woke up this morning. She can feel the texture of our linen bed sheet. That's touch, right? Like her ate just comes and give her this nice fresh cup of coffee. That's taste, right? She can smell the aroma, like the olfactory. That's again smell, right? Then she can see herself wearing this beautiful satin pajama, right? That's your sight, right? So mention your five senses, okay? And write in details. I would want you to write the color of your bed sheet and your bed and try to think of the greatest vision. Do not think of lack. It's like an ocean. One can take as much they want to take from the ocean and then there can never be a lack there, right? So just write down your perfect day as you go about it. Example, like the kind of car you have, like the kind of house you have, the kind of duplex house you have, like the kind of sofa you have, like the kind of friends you have and the kind of like relationship like you share with your husband, right? Mention all the details like your perfect day would be when you eventually hit your bed. You are so damn grateful that, oh my God, I had the perfect day I can ever, ever comprehend. It'll be much better than the one that you had concocted in your head. So just write down the perfect day and then, of course, go through it once in the morning, in the evening, and once before sleeping. So this is another way, because when you are writing it down, again, like I mentioned, it's much more concrete. And then when you visualize that, when you are in, because you have to write it down in the present tense. Because like I said, this alternate, dimension where Luna is having this perfect life, it's about attuning to that life and the way it'll make us feel. It's all about the feeling. I mean, that is a very imperative and a very crucial step towards your manifestation process, right? So try to visualize and feel that thing that you'll feel if, in fact, you were staying in a house like that or you own a car like that. Just feel it and then you'll be surprised that such amazing, amazing things will happen rapidly there.
I love it. I'm so excited to start all that. Actually, yes, I just checked my the part of my desk, my pens over here, if I have all those colors. I might try the method three. But thank you for giving all those three methods. I hope our listeners would try that and want to listen if they are already starting to manifest the things that they want in their lives.
I like to add something here, that since I mentioned colors, why is that? Since I mentioned about us being the spark of the universe, us being made of the same fabric as the universe. So if you look at the rainbow, it's actually in sequence with our chakra colors as well. right? Like your red, orange, yellow, it's in sequence, which means we are in fact connected to the universe. So that's why the color therapy works wonders, because each color has a certain trait attached to it. It's just about using it like the right way. And then give me a call that, guess what? This happened in my life.
I will. I'm so excited to try it. You mentioned about, because I love, I'm not sure if this is meditation or if you can call it meditation, but I love doing my meditation when I'm in bed and just feeling the comfort of it when everything is quiet. And that's when I start visioning or manifesting the things that I want. Is that a form of meditation? Is that one
If you
form
really
of
ask
meditation?
me, because so I'm a Mahavastu expert, which is about balancing the energies of the 16 zones in your house, right? So apparently every zone has a certain trait attached to it, okay? So if you meditate, since we can't get the whole semantics about the zones there, but if you meditate on your bed, the energy of your bed has already become stagnant because you had slept through the entire night there, right? And it's pretty residual there, sort of a dead energy there, which is no longer re like no longer resonating with your higher self. So when you meditate in that zone, somehow, if you are supposed to reach this potential, you will just be able to cover only this much. So I would highly discourage you to meditate on your bed. In fact, the right angle is, okay, which people don't know, that your, like, I mean, I'm talking about your bums, right? I mean, like your, I mean, like your, I mean, like your backbone should always be elevated compared to your knees. So you should ideally place a pillow or a cushion, and it could be a floor, of course, it could be a chair. But then, ideally speaking, because the idea is, if like all our organs are stacked on top of each other in this alignment there, we are meant to be straight. And when we are sitting like that, we can tend to like we tend to go a little backward and a little forward there. When we have a cushion, you know, depending on your comfort level, right? You will automatically be in that straight alignment, which will make you then channelize that goddess energy which you have within yourself, right? So refrain from doing on the bed. Ideally speaking, northeast is a great zone where one should meditate. Northeast. That's like a great, because that's where the main energy enters your house, enters your zone. So you could just take a compass, stand in the middle of your house, and just see which side is northeast, right? And then, ideally speaking, sit in that thing. If you can't do that, it's all right, but don't do it on your bed. It could be any other place, but not your bed there. And you will see the difference.
I'm so glad that I brought that up because I thought that it's really helping me to vision things. But I didn't realize that it's lacking it. The reason why I like doing that in bed is because I love doing the, I'm not really sure what you call it, but it's like sensing the parts of my body, and I'm just
Which is like your
focusing on
scanning
my,
process. You can do
yeah,
that.
scanning.
There's no harm there, but then have another spiritual practice which you do it in a different room where you don't sleep. So you can do that also, followed by another practice of meditation for like 20 minutes or like 15 minutes, depending on your time constraint. And then you do it again there in a different room, not your bedroom.
Not my bed. Okay. I'm glad
Not
I
your
brought
bedroom.
that up. Okay. Well, thank you. That's like a free consultation already from an expert like you. I hate to wrap up this episode, Anito. I've learned a lot tonight. This is
My
one of
pleasure.
my favorite topics when it comes to
Oh, thank you.
self-improvement and by just being on, my best self. Manifestation is really one of it. I want to ask for your advice. Well, you've already mentioned about the law of attraction, but is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know when it comes to manifestation that you think you haven't mentioned yet, or anything that you would
I
like to
can
add
just
rather?
summarize it maybe for you. I can just summarize it for you by saying these three points. Number one being, remember that the universe cannot stop delivering it to you. Remember this like concept, okay? It's a very, I mean, like just absorb it very thoroughly, because this is extraordinarily important, okay? Like when you go to a restaurant and you order food, and your waiter will be like, what food? But what food? Food. So be very precise. Say that I want sushi or like this, like California Maki. So be very precise, concise, and clear in what you want, just so you are in the right alignment for it. Because people just generally say that I want money, I want a good relationship, but they are not clear and concise in their mind. So I would suggest that just know and have this blind faith that it cannot stop giving you, period. Okay. Second one being that don't focus on the how of manifestation, because just by attempting to focus on the how, you are sabotaging your main essence of manifestation. Because like I mentioned, that what if like the whole universe has another plan to make it happen for you, which is much better than you can imagine, you know? So don't worry about the how, just focus on why you want it. Okay. And then you will see that it just will happen in your life. Okay. And number third being gratitude, which we spoke about earlier, that we need to have. I mean, why is this so important? Because when we are grateful for something, it's like an immediate instant paradigm shift in our perspective, right? Because we're telling the God that, hey, I like this and I want some of it more, right? So it's like automatically making you come in the direct frequency of that vibrational quality, which is of the highest order. So when you say I'm grateful, you're focusing on the place of abundance, not lack. So make sure like you don't order from the menu of the universe coming from a place of lack, but abundance. So this is what I wanted to add here.
Very well said. I love all your advice. Where can they reach you? How can they reach out?
Well,
to
I'm
you?
Very active. Thank you so much. I'm very active on Instagram, which you can see from my posts. And I have a Facebook page as well. And you can always check out my website, www.merakimiracles.com. And I can
All
see
right.
there.
Okay, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your Friday
night.
It's
my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me. It was amazing chatting with you. We must do this often. And a big hi to everyone. Enjoy your weekend now.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
My pleasure, Luna.
You have a good night.
You too, dear. Have a lovely night. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. I want to know what you learned about manifestation. Follow and send me a DM on Instagram at Luna_Manila. Thank you for listening.